reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Old Testament lesson for this evening is taken from Isaiah 53, found on page 781. And we read Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 1. Who has believed what they heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in Luke chapter 2, page 1096 in your pew Bibles. We read verses 21 through 35. At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up into his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your words. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is our gospel lesson and Old Testament lesson, which we read, which spoke about the suffering of Christ for us. Please be seated. With all the happiness that typically surrounds the time of Christmas, the giving of gifts, the frequent wishing well, or even, we dare, a Merry Christmas to each other, and just the thought of the birth of a child, these are happy things. And it's easy for us to overlook that while for us these are such happy occasions, the celebrating of the birth of our Lord and Savior, it is not such a thing for our Lord Himself. You might remember from your days of confirmation, there were the items of Christ's exaltation and the items of Christ's humiliation. Raise your hands if you kind of remember that being discussed in confirmation. Okay, if you don't, you have to repeat. But the steps of His humiliation begin with His conception. On the day of His circumcision, His first blood is shed for us. And then just imagine, while at first Mary and Joseph are filled with joy at all the things that Simeon is saying to them, as we read in our gospel lesson, then comes that phrase, "And a sword will pierce through your own soul also." Imagine right now being told that during your lifetime, maybe 30 years from now, you have some dreaded genetic disease. And that what you can look forward to at some point in your life is your body wasting away and you literally writhing in pain, in the deepest agony prior to your death, and there's nothing you can do about it. How would you feel if you got news like that? The day Christ is conceived, according to His divine nature, He knows what lies ahead of Him. He's leaving heavenly glory to be born, to suffer, to be despised, rejected, and ultimately to be crucified on one of the cruelest torture devices that mankind has ever developed. And yet, it doesn't change for a moment what He's going to do. Patiently, our Lord suffers for us and suffers in ways that we can't even comprehend. For instance, have you ever been falsely accused of something? And if you can remember such an instance in your life, and perhaps, you know, when you were being blamed for something and there were severe consequences for what you were being blamed for, how did you feel at that moment in time? Now multiply that. What is it like to be blamed for the sins of the whole world. It's not just a physical suffering that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had to patiently endure for our sakes. It is a suffering spiritually, emotionally, that is beyond our wildest imaginations. It is the cost of our redemption. But it also helps us to identify and to trust and to go to our Lord and Savior when we are going through trials and troubles in life. Reading from Hebrews chapter 4. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our Lord understands us. When we go to Him with our own trials, our own troubles, when we go to Him seeking His help and patience for enduring what we have to endure in this life, but we don't go to some distant God who really doesn't get it, who sort of sits up in heaven and says, well, you know, maybe I'll help you, but who really doesn't understand. We go to a God who knows how hard it is at times to be patient. We go to a God who knows how hard it is to endure. We go to a God who knows what it's like to suffer and to have to wait. Because we go to a God who has taken into Himself this human flesh that we ourselves wear. When Jesus Christ is conceived, He becomes like us. He suffers like us. He endures like us. But most importantly of all, He conquers all for us. So that in our times of patient endurance, we will know that a great and wonderful victory awaits us because He has already guaranteed it in His own patient suffering. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.